is 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Sarah D'Elia. In Oklahoma last night, Clayton Lockett was scheduled to be executed by lethal injection, but something went wrong. Lockett regained partial consciousness during the injection process. The execution was stopped and he died 20 minutes later from a heart attack. And this isn't the first time that an inmate has woken up in the middle of the execution process. Death penalty politics and the sentiments behind lethal injection was a hot-button issue during Alabama's 2014 legislative session. Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News joins us now to take a closer look. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, to start off, how does what happened last night in Oklahoma relate to our politics here in Alabama?
Well, Oklahoma, like Alabama, like a lot of states, has been struggling because it's lost its source of supply for the chemical cocktail that they were using for lethal injections. Alabama has run out of at least one of these. Most states are having problems with them, and they've been looking for other combinations and sort of experimenting to find other ways, and also throwing up secrecy laws in the way to protect the suppliers of those. And you know, they rushed through this. There was a court challenge. There was a really ugly political battle in the state of Oklahoma between the Supreme Court there and the governor and the legislature to get this done. And then finally, they had two executions scheduled for last night, and then sort of their worst case scenario happened.
Well, what's the argument for keeping the drugs or the quantity of the drugs that are used a secret and not accessible to the public?
Well, what lawmakers here and other places have said is that these suppliers are under pressure from anti-death penalty activists, and that, you know, pressure causes them to say, okay, we're not going to do this. We're not going to sell drugs to American prisons anymore. And that was what was cutting off the supply of these drugs. So by, you know, making this a state secret, the anti-death penalty advocates would not be able to put that kind of pressure on them.
Well, a lot of people have been on polar opposites of this issue today. Some people say that this, you know, is unconstitutional, not fair, but a lot of people have said, why should we care about this person in particular who committed so
right.
many horrible acts, very violent acts? What's the rebuttal to that argument?
Well, I mean, you just have a lot of people out there who see the purpose of the death penalty as vengeance or retribution, and wouldn't really mind if we brought back, you know, upside down crucifixion, much less, you know, lethal injection or the electric chair. And but what the, you know, the case law says is that that is not what this is for. This is not supposed to, you know, balance the scales by inflicting a great deal of pain. In fact, what a lot of the case law says is that it's supposed to avoid pain at all costs. And the whole purpose of lethal injection was supposed to be a relatively pain-free way to kill somebody.
Well, what's at stake here if we can't figure out this drug combination, right?
Well, we have had lawmakers who said during the session that if our drug secrecy bill did not pass, and it did not, that we would have to potentially bring back the electric chair. Now, you know, you have a lot of folks out there who say that at this point that's not really even possible, much less practical. You know, the other issue here is like what we're seeing right now, you know, on the other side, what happens if we do have the drug secrecy law? The first version of this drug secrecy law would have put this information out of the reach even of the courts. If a judge wanted to know what drugs were being used and who the supplier was, even a judge could not get that information. So, as, you know, one lawmaker, Linda Coleman, senator from Birmingham, you know, asked, like, what would happen if they gave you Drano instead of the drug that they were supposed to be giving you? And there really would not be anything, for lack of a better term, for quality control for the types of drugs that are being used.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.